Thank you very much.
Once upon a time, in a town, there was a Jewish family. It was a small town, and there was only one synagogue and one rabbi in this synagogue. And when the boy of the family had to have a bar mitzvah, they went to this synagogue to have a bar mitzvah. And the boy learned very, very nicely. Their rabbi was almost as good as Rabbi Bilinski. Not quite, but almost. So it's still pretty good. And the boy enjoyed learning. And then they had a beautiful bar mitzvah, a beautiful service. The boy was a very, very studious young man. So he prepared really, really well. And they had a terrific service. And then they had a party. That's the main thing, right? Because that's what bar mitzvah means, right? Bar mitzvah is when you go to a bar and it's a mitzvah. That's bar mitzvah. So they had a kosher event because the rabbi said, you know, if you're doing a bar mitzvah, it's a Jewish event, so it has to be kosher. So they had a kosher dinner. And they got the best catering town to serve the food. And they had silverware, literally, you know, because a lot of silverware is actually not silver, you know. We, you know, here in America we eat cold hot dogs with plastic silverware. English language doesn't always make sense, right? Your nose runs and your feet smell. You park your car in a driveway and drive your car in a parkway. So we see this family. They had a terrific party and everybody had so much fun. It was so nicely served with the real silverware. And then when the event was over, the caterer is coming over to the family and they say, you know, everything is perfect and everything is fine, thank you very much, but you know what? Sorry to tell you, we have a little extra charge for you because one of the silver spoons is missing. One of the silver spoons is missing? He said, yeah, I guess one of the guests walked off with a silver spoon. Okay. Then the family is asking, but did you maybe pay attention which setting is the silver spoon missing from? Maybe we could call them up or something? And the caterer says, yes, I didn't want to bring it up, but we did pay attention. We know exactly where the silver spoon was missing from, whose place it was. It was at the head table. At the head table? Who took it? We didn't take it. It was from the rabbi's seat. Rabbi's seat? Our rabbi walked off with a silver spoon? He's a rabbi, not a rabbi like rubber. So they didn't know what to do. They kind of felt bad. They didn't feel comfortable calling the rabbi and saying, hey, rabbi, by the way, why'd you steal our silver spoon? Doesn't look good, right? Yes, you are right. Something went wrong. I agree 100%. Something went wrong. By the way, do you know that Siri is Jewish? the voice of the lady who is Siri is a Jewish lady. So whenever you ask Siri something, because you know Jews are very smart. So the family kind of just decided, okay, whatever, we'll just forget about it. But then this boy is growing up and he is about to get married. He found a very nice Jewish girl, because he knew he has to marry somebody Jewish. So he found a very nice Jewish girl and he wants to get married. And in their town, there's only one synagogue, there's only one rabbi, so there's not many choices who to turn to for officiating the ceremony, but they kind of don't have such a good memories about this rabbi, because everything was very nice, but he walked off with a silver spoon, so they didn't know what to do, but they had no choice, so they come back to the same rabbi. And they asked the rabbi to officiate at the wedding ceremony. And the rabbi said, sure, no problem. The rabbi was so happy to do it, and he conducted a beautiful chuppah. Wonderful. They were so happy. Everybody was so impressed. And then, after the service, at the reception, the boy got brave enough, walked over to the rabbi, and he said, Rabbi, can I ask you a question? You did my bar mitzvah, and I was so happy. You officiated at our chuppah just now, and it was so beautiful. But I want to ask you a question. Why in the world did you steal a silver spoon from my bar mitzvah party? I remember it, and it hurts me till this very day that my rabbi is a thief. The rabbi says, do you remember your bar mitzvah service? He says, sure. He says, do you remember all the presents that people gave you? He says, sure. Oh, do I remember presents? I remember every single one of the presents. He says, do you remember my present? He says, oh, yeah, I do. The rabbi says, do you remember I gave you a present, a beautiful becher, a cup for making kiddush, a goblet, for making kiddush at your house on Friday night and Shabbat day. And this is because we spoke about the importance of Shabbos, and we spoke about making kiddush, and you were so inspired by it, and you told me you wanted to make Friday night meals, and you would be making kiddush for your family Friday night as a Jewish adult already. You remember that? He says, yeah, sure, I remember that. And do you remember I gave you this kiddush cup in order you should be able to do it? He says, sure, I remember that. So now I know that you never made kiddush once in your house since your bar mitzvah. He says, well, this is true, but how do you know? He says, because the silver spoon is in a box with a kiddush cup. Here in America, there's a metaphor that you probably all know. To raise a child with a silver spoon in his mouth. We want to give our children everything the best. We want to give them a ticket to success. We want to give them their future. We want to prepare them for their lives. That's what is the biggest dream of every single parent. Your parents, guys, are thinking every single night, what else can they do to help you have a good life ahead of you? Your parents think every single day, what else can they help you with to assure that you are going to be happy, successful, good people? We all want our children to have a silver spoon. But you know what? The silver spoon is in the Kiddush cup. We all know that parents do so much, spend so much money, so much effort, so much time investing in their children. That's what parents always do. But you know what? Very often, with the best intentions, we as a parents maybe sometimes miss some of the things that we need to invest in. You know, we all want our children to be happy. If you will ask any parent today in America, they'll tell you, what do I want for my children the most? I want them to be happy. Well, I want to ask you a question. Are people who go to Ivy League schools happier people? Do you know what? If you look at statistics, people who go to Ivy League schools are not even making more money than people who go to regular schools. I want my child to be successful. That's why I'm sending him to the best college. Saying that is the same thing as saying, I want my child to be successful. That's why I bought him a pink shirt. I mean, there's nothing wrong with pink shirts. I'm wearing one right now. Just like there's nothing wrong with colleges. But relation of which college people go to success is exactly the same as the relation which shirt they wear to success. Statistics show there is zero correlation. What do statistics show? Statistics show that in the world today, which is plagued by so many problems, depressions have tripled since a decade ago. Teenagers, college students, adults, terrible, terrible things. Suicides, drugs, addictions, you name it. There is only one thing that, according to every statistic, helps with being happy, and this is faith. To say that I am a secular person who believes in science is the same thing as to say I am a smoker who believes in medicine. Science shows that the best thing you can do for yourself is have faith. Every statistic shows that people who follow a religion here in the Western world, in America and Europe, are more fulfilled in their lives, are happier, are more content, have better family life, less depressions, less crime, less children with problems. People tell me, well, but following a religion is very difficult. It's such a sacrifice to make a Shabbat meal with a kiddush, with challah every Friday night. It's such a sacrifice. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to a party. You can't go to a game. It's true. It's a big sacrifice. and sending kids to college and paying tens of thousands of dollars per year is not a sacrifice? There's only one difference. According to statistics, the tens of thousands of dollars which you pay per year to send them to college is a sacrifice which brings no result whatsoever. Religion is a sacrifice that brings result, according to statistics. So, with all this, we all are thinking about our children here. And I want to thank every single one of you, because you gave your children a silver spoon by sending them to this Hebrew school. You have made a big step in the right direction, giving them the foundation of faith, giving them the foundation of morality. I'll finish off with a story here in our community. In our community, there's a family where the daughter became observant already some time ago, and the parents weren't very happy. It's a burden. You go to a restaurant, you could only go to a kosher restaurant. A Friday night, you cannot have them come over to you because they don't drive. It's a headache. You know, they say it is harder to live with a saint than to be a saint. So it was a problem. And the parents were complaining to me about it all the time. I was trying to mitigate the issues whichever way I could. Here, her son, she got married, her son is having a bar mitzvah just less than a year ago. And the lady's father is sitting next to me at the bar mitzvah, and he tells me, you know what, I'm very happy that my daughter's children are observant. I almost fell off my chair. I never heard him say that. I'm like, did you make too much l'chaims today? He says, no, I actually didn't drink anything yet. He tells me, you know, I look at my other grandchildren. I look at my nieces and nephews. There are so many problems in the world today. It seems to me that religion now has the monopoly of being normal. These were his words. So when we are thinking about our children's future, what they're learning here is what's going to help them in the future. When you are sitting down with your family for a Friday night dinner with a kiddush, with a challah, this is what's going to keep them in the future on the right track. When you come with them to a shul, this is what is going to give them an anchor that they could hold on to for their future lives. The silver spoon is in the Kiddush cup, and I want to thank all of you, every single one of you, for the Kiddush cup which you gave them. Thank you.